Matt Bubala here with you. Suzanne Heintz is with us on the phone. I am so excited to talk to her because I have to get inside this mind. Suzanne, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Thank you very much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I find you so interesting, Suzanne.
Do you?
I do. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when I saw the story last week, I emailed Caitlin and I said, we have to talk to this woman. She's clearly crazy. And then Caitlin emailed you, and the first thing you wrote back in the email, and I swear we didn't say, hey, crazy lady, come on the radio. You wrote back, I just want you to know I'm not crazy. Which made me think.
And I'm not.
Well, see, you keep saying that, but I don't know. That makes me think even more. Wait a minute. If you keep telling people.
I did something extraordinary, but I knew what I was doing.
All right. So when I can't believe this is like, when I think of the story, I'm like, oh, so she did this for a couple of weeks. So 14 years ago, you got sick of people saying, why aren't you married? When are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? All of those things. And so you decided to start, well, fine. You know what? That's what you want here. And you got
exactly.
A male mannequin, adult sized, and a child mannequin. And for 14 years, I'm guessing not every moment of your day, you've been dragging them around to places, taking photos, living a family life, traveling and all these good things, and documenting that. Performance art wise.
Yeah. Is that so crazy? No.
Well, that depends. That really does depend, Suzanne. So I want to hear the story because, like, you took them to the Eiffel Tower. Now,
yeah. Don't you take your family with you when you go on vacation?
No, not usually. I just take my wife, quite honestly. Now, if you just took the male mannequin, I'd understand. But dragging the kid along to the Eiffel Tower? No, but.
It was a cultural trip. She had to go.
Well, that was good. An immersion. But. I do want to know, like, I just the logistics of dragging mannequins overseas is where I'm like, wait a minute, how much did that cost?
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, that was the crazy part. The money I spent was kind of crazy, but it just had to be done.
Were you going to Paris for business? Was it like, well, I got to go to Paris anyways, I'll just bring the mannequins?
Well, here, I have a girlfriend in Paris, and she wanted me to come visit, and she said, you absolutely have to bring the mannequins. Whatever you do, you can't leave them at home. So I had an invitation, so I thought it was a great opportunity to go see what France thought of this whole thing.
And, okay, so tell me about this. How many years have you been, has it been 14 years, and you've been taking pictures every year?
Yeah, I mean, I crack them out of the basement every, 6 months or so. It's not like I do this every day.
Right.
I do not live with these mannequins. So many people think that I really do think that they're a substitute for the family. Mm-mm. They're props for my photographs.
Yeah,
I have a day job. You know, I work for a living, and this is something I do for fun and for my creative expression. And at the same time, it's a social statement.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You keep them locked up in the basement.
A lot of families would do that if they could do that with that child.
I know.
I'm sure.
You can't even get in trouble for that. It's a beautiful thing. So a couple times a year, you take them out, you take them fun places, you take pictures, you got a cool little thing. But when you went to Paris then, so your friend says, all right, come on, you got to bring the mannequins. How cool would that be? And you're thinking, that would be cool. In front of the Eiffel Tower, in front of the Louvre. Oh, this is going to be neat. But, and I'm sorry I'm stuck on this, but so you go to the airport. And what are they packed in? And how much are you paying in baggage fees to lug these mannequins overseas?
Well, the thing is, I had called the TSA beforehand.
Was this recent, this trip?
I didn't want to get to the airport with, 80 pounds of mannequins and then have to turn around and miss my international flight. So I called them ahead of time, and they shut me down right away. They said, mm-mm, no way. They are a danger to other passengers. I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do with them? They're mannequins. Can't I even just buy a seat for them? Just like, a normal
family member? You weren't trying to, want to put them in cargo? You wanted them to fly in
They were too big. They're too big to fit in cargo. They maxed out my luggage.
They don't break down into nice.
Yeah. But they wanted, when I asked them if I could bring them on the plane, they said, if we had to make a short landing, their arms and legs could fly off, and they could be projectile missiles hitting other passengers. We can't let you on board.
Or you could be a
distraction for terrorists. So either way, you're not getting them on board. So what I had to do was ship them UPS.
Wow.
That wasn't cheap either, but I got a discount on the way out. But on the way home, it was going to cost me $2,000 to ship them home. And I could make duplicates for less than half of that, so I decided to abandon them.
You left your family in France?
I know. See, if I was truly emotionally attached to these things, I couldn't have done that. But.
Or you're just more psychotic than we thought. I mean, think about that. How long had you been with these people that you just left in France?
Actually, the clones of my husband, they weren't even a couple of months old. I had them made right before I left for Paris.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of an insurance plan. You know, if something had gone wrong, I couldn't have lost the originals. What would I do then? So I had clones made and packed those away.
How many different settings have you taken pictures with the gang?
How many settings?
Yeah, like, I went to the zoo. I went to the park. Yeah. I went to the Eiffel Tower.
In the series, I have 45 photos.
Okay.
And some of those settings were around my own home. Some of them, one of the funny ones, we took them to Moab, Canyonlands and Arches National Park. We took them to Yellowstone and basically everywhere I could get to with my station wagon, because it's really hard to get them around otherwise. Like in Paris, I didn't have a car. I had to carry Chauncey on my shoulder sometimes. They wouldn't let me on the bus. And my girlfriend didn't have a car. It wouldn't fit through the turnstile in the metro. It was kind of difficult getting around, but I don't know. I kind of like the challenge.
If you go to SuzanneHeintz.com, Suzanne, HEINTZ.com, you can see a little video called Playing House. Or there's a whole series of videos, actually. I watched one of them, which is kind of an overview, I believe, of what you do. What is going to be the ultimate goal out of all this? Are you going to make a documentary? What's the big thing you're going to do with this?
Yeah, it's going to be a feature now, if you can believe it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the trailer that I released was for chapter one of a three-part documentary series that I was planning on making. And at the premiere, I met another filmmaker, a documentary filmmaker named Karen Whitehead, who just finished her own film, Her Aim is True. And we were talking on a panel about, being women filmmakers, and she said, isn't it hard making a documentary film on yourself? I said, absolutely, it sure is. She goes, how about I do it for you? So she's going to take on direction of my film. So it's going to be a big feature at the end of it.
All right, so a couple of questions. That's really cool, and it has to be really exciting, because here's an established filmmaker who's now going to do this, but you've had control of this for a long time. Is it going to be tough to relinquish that and let her come in and say, okay, this is what we need to do to make this work?
Well, I think yes, of course, because, I'm a little bit of a control freak, but I think it'll be the only way to tell the story truthfully. And, it is very hard to be objective about your own work and yourself.
And your own fake family.
You're going to do a much better job than I could.
Yeah, and if there's flaws in your family, she'll have to point them out because you wouldn't be able to see them.
Yeah, exactly.
Suzanne, how has this affected...
Go speak to my real family and interview them and talk about my flaws.
Well, that's going to be interesting, too, because I'm sure your family thinks you're a little off with this whole thing, unless they just know you so well that they're like, oh, that's Suzanne, and of course that's interesting. She's so interesting. But how has this affected...
Well, my mom is my biggest fan now, but she didn't used to be.
Because she said, oh, what are you wasting your time as an artist for? You could do something. You should go be an accountant.
Exactly. She said... What do you want to go to art school for? Why don't you go do something you can get a job at? So I did have that argument with
I'm sure there have been days you're like, I was kind of right. There could have been a job here. But but you're a slave for your work, and you love your work, and so you take the ups and the downs, right?
Exactly.
All right, so tell me about your dating life, because this all came about because you were sick of people asking when you're going to get married. This has to, I know you don't live with them. This isn't like every day. It's only a couple times a year. But when people find out, when guys find out that you're doing this, are they like, yeah, okay? How has dating been in the last 14 years, Suzanne?
Well, I guess I would say I date creative guys, so it hasn't been that difficult. But I've actually been in a relationship for 7 years, and we're not living together, we're not planning on getting married, we're not having kids. And he's very open-minded, and he actually has been helping me for as long as I've been dating him, helping me with this series. It's kind of incredible. He's a very understanding man.
I'm going to ask you a really weird question here, and I can't believe I'm going to ask this, but hell, it's 2:22 in the morning here in Chicago, so...
Okay. Uh-oh.
It just leads to, every guy's fantasy, and here you have these fake things, and I imagine that at some point you're joking with them, like, well, we could bring Chauncey up from the basement. And...
Yeah, no. Not so much. Okay. No, I mean, I've fought really hard throughout this process to keep it kind of clean and straight,
it would be really easy to go the other way and just start saying, you know what, we could take a bunch of erotic pictures and just that you'd probably, you know,
no, I'm not
find an audience.
Barbies here. it's not really a game to me. It's, you know, that I make this series funny to make it approachable. And I now shoot my photographs out in public so that people can see what's going on and they're drawn to me because it's so ridiculous what I'm doing. But that way I can sort of speak to them about what it's really about, you know, the kind of the BS behind social expectations.
Well, and what is the message that you want people to get out of it?
Well, somehow in this day and age, we have gotten so caught up in image and we've pretty much lost reality. You know, it's like on Facebook, we are projecting an image of what we want the world to think of us. And, you know, just think about it. How many moments of your day are now photographed and projected for the world to see?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting kind of nuts. And I just want people to stop focusing on image. You know, if my life doesn't look like everyone else's, it doesn't mean that I'm in question. You know, what most people misunderstand about my project is it's not about me, and it's not about marriage either. It's about any aspect of anyone's life that doesn't fall in line with expectations. Mm. And you know, why do we feel that we have to conform to some external or even internal expectation, or we'll end up a failure in life? I mean, just who is passing judgment? God, our parents, ourselves? I just want people to let go and realize that their lives can't be wrong. And I think we ought to embrace our lives for the circumstances that have given us strength and character. And I think that way, that's the only way to be happy.
That's very interesting. So, when you're out in public taking the photos, I saw a little bit in the video, people like stopping and looking at you, and I'm sure you get crazy looks all the time. When people come up and ask what you're doing, what do those conversations end up being like?
Oh, actually, I've never had a bad conversation. Almost everyone can relate to this. You know, ever since my project has gone viral, I've gotten feedback from all over the world about how everyone is experiencing this same sort of pressure. And it's not just about marriage. I mean, everyone is in question for not doing enough, or their lives don't appear to be successful to others. And everyone is just kind of had it. And so here I come rolling along and tapping into some raw nerve that everybody's apparently feeling. And I've been overwhelmed by how many people just say, yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm going through. So I don't know. I think I'm pretty successful, and I feel great for, you know, being able to verbalize something that I guess is what do you want to call it? A global zeitgeist, you know, something that people are going through, but nobody's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Well, I think everybody's talking about it, but just within their own little families, right? Because there's always, well, Barbara never got married. I just don't know. I don't know what she's waiting for. I mean, that happens to everybody, right? There's one person every family, or any kid who grows up that gets to a certain age and their parents are looking at them like, come on already.
Yeah,
where's the grandkids?
I'm almost dead already. When do I get my grandkids? The thing is, I think that we're going through a shift in human evolution, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the way it's been even 50 years ago. We're now going into an age where women's roles are changing even more every day. And then that has an effect on the family. And we can't expect our lives to look like our parents did or our grandparents did. We've just got to start to be a little more flexible about how our lives look and not feel so bad for being different.
Now that you've gone viral, as you said, and you're hearing from people around the world and they can relate to this, have you gotten any good, because I could see you like giving presentations all around the world now, or speaking to groups and things like that, and bringing along the family to take photos in great locations around the world. Is that going to get to happen?
Oh, I certainly hope so, if I have my druthers. I mean, I don't, you know, I kind of think of this as this sort of magical fluke that this happened. I didn't really intend for success. I just kind of was doing my own thing, and I was speaking from my own experience. But what I was doing is just making a global experience visual and tangible, and people can relate to it. And I think that's awesome. And if what I've gone through and what I've learned can help other people, particularly young women, feel more proud of themselves as opposed to a failure, I think that could only have a positive effect on the next generation. So I would love to go around the world and bring the family just to talk about this same issue that's really ripe right now.
A texter here at 24/7/20 asks, how did the bears at Yellowstone take the mannequins? Did the mannequins get to Yellowstone?
As a matter of fact, we did stay right outside Old Faithful, and I heard bears the morning we were getting up to take photos, and I was a little freaked out. Almost didn't do it. But apparently, when the sun rose, we were safe.
Very good. Very good. Suzanne Heintz is the, can I say performance artist? Is that the right way to categorize this?
It's hard to define me. I don't know what to call me either.
Photographer, a filmmaker, a Jill of all trades, SuzanneHeintz.com, Heintz. The videos are very cool, very worth checking out. If you ever get to Chicago with the family, please let me know. We'd love to have all three of you here in studio and talk some more and show you some great Chicago locations. We'll help take photos and everything. Come to town.
It's a deal. Will you take me to a ball game? Chauncey's been complaining.
Oh, we'll get you out in the bleachers at Wrigley. I think that would be awesome.
It's a deal.
It would be perfect. Suzanne, thank you so much for staying up with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Absolutely.